Where are you buying right now?
I'm buying things that were cheap to me beforehand, and now obviously a lot of the things that were cheap beforehand were cyclical, you know, because 2018, 19 were difficult years, and now because they're cyclical, you know, they're going to get hurt economically, but that's only for a quarter or a few quarters. So I see that if they've got good balance sheets, which in most cases in our portfolios they do, I see that as a buying opportunity.
I was alluding to your stock pick for this.
Yeah, and one of them is Wells Fargo. Mm-hmm. Wells Fargo, actually a blessing is in disguise, is the fact that they've had regulatory limits. So they haven't expanded the lending book really over the last year or so. They've been buying back stock at high levels, albeit, but they're continuing to buy back stock. If you count the dividend with the at the rate they're buying back stock at the moment, it's 18% of the share price.
Yeah.
So that's a shareholder yield. That's sitting at about a 8-9 price earnings ratio at the moment. And obviously, net interest margins will contract because the yield curve has dropped. And but once again, looking beyond COVID, I think when yields are flat, that's the time to be buying banking stocks. When the yield curve starts picking up again, that's when net interest margins start picking up again. And even beforehand, when the yields pick up, you'll see these banking stocks run again. Where will that turn? I don't know, but somewhere you have to get in.
Okay, where are you getting in? Greg, what's your stock pick?
So I wasn't going to choose a stock because I don't think we've quite bottomed yet. That's why I'm not surprised to see the US markets down again. I think there'll probably be a W recovery shaped rather than a V. But this program is called Stock Watch, so I'm expected. I would be watching Richemont. The share price has come back significantly because of the problems there were in Hong Kong, and now, of course, with coronavirus and that, and people have been staying at home. But I do believe that this is a quality stock. And when with the stimulus measures that coming, you know, in Hong Kong, they've been giving every resident something like $10,000 each as a handout. And I do believe that it looks like, and I told you at the beginning, I'm not a coronavirus expert,
yeah. But
from what I read, it looks like things are peaking in China and the rate of infection is coming down. China's starting to send people back to work. So I think watch, it doesn't mean go out tomorrow and buy a Richemont, but I would think that it's looking very attractive. And if I was to pick a stock, it would be that.
Let's leave it there, gentlemen. A pleasure having you in studio this evening. Thanks so much for having joined me. Thanks to Trikus Combrink from Capicraft and Greg Katzenellenbogen from Sanlam Private Wealth as well. And just before I go, a quick reminder, tune in at 9 a.m. tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting Fortress's interim results presentation live. Have a good evening.